Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
He is the one that brings peace, friends, true peace. Don't come from the absence of trouble, but from the peace of God. Remember that.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Time to Speak and a Time to Pray.
Speak the Word.
Friends, I pray that you're beginning to see that it gives your Father good pleasure to bless you with prosperity and good health. In Luke 12:32, it says, Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This verse essentially means that God delights in blessing His people. It's about what kind of heart that God has. It's a verse about what makes God glad, not merely about what God will do or what He's done for you, but it's about He delights in what He does, and He takes pleasure in doing those things for us. Another thing you need to be aware of is that it also tells us to speak to our mountains. He says in Matthew 21:21, that you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will be done for you. Now that's some kind of power. Wow. What he is saying here, for instance, is that not only can you speak to a headache, something small, but you can speak to cancer too, something larger. Thank you, Jesus. If you're having trouble with your liver or your heart, it doesn't have to be cancer. Replace the word cancer and put whatever it is you're suffering with in there, okay? And you can say, I speak to the spirit of cancer and say, I break your power over this body and I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Cancer, in the name of Jesus, I command you to disappear. And I declare that there'll be no adverse side effects. Everything will work perfectly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare all damage done by this cancer be gone and body to be restored in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes we must say or speak to our bodies or our circumstances. Sometimes we need to speak instead of pray. That's why I said there's a time to speak and there's a time to pray. God wants us to do. He wants us to speak. That's why He's given us the authority and the power to speak according to Luke 10:19. And that is what we've just finished doing, is speaking to our mountain. In this case, we were talking about cancer, but it could be anything. You can switch that name out, which in this case, we were talking about your body. So please remember, there is power in your words. According to Luke 8:11, the seed is the Word of God. He said this after he spoke about the parables of the sower. We have to understand that every word that you speak, although it's invisible to your eye, is as real as any seed a farmer would plant in the soil, which will surely begin to grow and produce after its type. In other words, when you speak negative concerning your body or your finances or anything, you're sowing seeds. You're always sowing seeds. Every word that comes out of your mouth is a seed, and it's either going to profit you or it's going to harm you. I mean, the choice is yours. And so whatever you sow, you will reap. And that's what I just got through saying. According to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 in the King James, God tells us, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." You might be praying about getting a new job, for instance, or you need a promotion on the one that you already have. A good scripture to pray about that, for instance, would be in Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7. And the Amplified Bible says, "For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, come promotion and lifting up." And verse 7 says, "But God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another." Promotion does not come through who you know, brothers and sisters, but it comes from the Lord. Praise God. Jesus tells us in Mark 11, 20, after hearing his disciples marvel what they saw of the results of the fig tree, and they marveled at how it had withered away when Jesus spoke to it. And so then Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt," he says, "you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea," he says, "it will be done." That's what we just got through talking about. You know, in verse 22, it says, "Whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive." Hallelujah. I capitalize believing. You have having faith. You have to have faith in what you're saying, and you have to believe it. In order to get it, you have to believe it. Now let's talk just a little bit about faith. What does the Word have to say about our faith? He tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." His Word also tells us that we don't always mix His Word with faith, and it is only, not by some other way, but it is only by faith that we can please God, he said. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, in the Amplified Bible, he says that we indeed have had the glad tidings, talking about the gospel of God proclaimed or preached to us, just as truly as the Israelites of old did when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But the message they heard, he said, did not benefit them because it was not mixed with faith. He says, with the leaning of the entire personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, in His wisdom and goodness by those who heard it. So, in other words, he said they did not lean on His, confidence. They did not have confidence in His power. They didn't have confidence in His wisdom or His goodness, even though they heard the same message, the Bible says. He is saying they all heard the same message, but only two believed Him. Wow. Out of millions, think about that. Only two believed God. You know, that's really awesome. You know, we go to church every Sunday. Sometimes, you know, you go on Sunday, you go on Wednesday or Thursday or whatever, but you go and the church is filled with people and the choir is singing and the praise team is giving praises and the preacher, he's preaching the word that the God give him. And I really believe that when the pastor is being led by the Holy Spirit, that I know that I'm led by the Holy Spirit. So I know that even though you're speaking to thousands or hundreds or whatever, that the Holy Spirit will use that same message to bless each and every one of them, and probably in a different way. He has the ability to do that. I don't. So I just preach as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance. And he said, "Neither were they united in faith with the ones Joshua and Caleb, who heard the same word and did believe." You'll find that over in Numbers 14, 14. And as I was saying, you know, we can sit in church and hear the same message, and several people, they'll be blessed by that same message, and they'll be obedient to do what they've heard, and others will just shake it off, and they won't do anything about it. And that's basically what happened here. Millions heard the same preaching, same gospel. But only two, brothers and sisters, believed God's Word. I think that's awesome. He is saying they all heard the same message, but only two believed out of millions. Think about that. Of the 12 spies, Caleb and Joshua were the only ones who believed God could give them the land of Canaan. The others did not believe that. God said He was taking them to the promised land, but they didn't believe Him. But Joshua and Caleb believed that God would give them the land of Canaan. God guaranteed Caleb an inheritance in the land of promise because he followed the Lord the God of Israel completely. In other words, because Caleb did exactly as God asked him to do, he just followed all his instructions to a T, and God blessed him.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.